There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. God bless you for having your radio tuned where it is. We appreciate the fact you're there. Another busy hour. Continue our conversation on country of origin labeling with the folks from IBAM, the Independent Beef Association of North Dakota, joining us. And your calls at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Quick programming note, tomorrow's program will come to you live and direct from Castleton, North Dakota. We'll be at Carrie's Kitchen at 730 Front Street in Castleton tomorrow for the entire program. And an hour of that will be our talk radio town hall, and Congressman Kevin Cramer will be there in Castleton. He was planning one of his Coffee with Cramer events, so since Wednesday's a talk radio town hall day, we'll do like we did in Watford City not long ago and combo those two events up, which should be great fun. And then he's doing two other Coffee with Cramer events in Fargo in the afternoon, at Luna Coffee on South University at 2, and at Beans Coffee Bar at 4:30, as a matter of fact. So, anyway, plan to take that in. Congressman Kevin Cramer tomorrow on the program. He's one of the reasons we're talking about this country of origin labeling issue, because I had a conversation with him after the ruling from the WTO, and says it's time to throw in the towel on country of origin labeling. He has some other ideas for labels, but says country of origin labeling we've lost. And that's why we're talking about that. So we're going to get back to that conversation in just a moment after I tell you a word about my friends at Hedalls, who help us bring this hour of the program to you. Hedalls has it. You know that. I was in the store in Minot on Friday, and they have it. My gosh, I came out of there with a couple of goodies, as a matter of fact. And it's so fun to be in that store. I was chatting with Bruce Hopper there and his team on a busy Friday. Everybody... Kevin wasn't there. He was off racing. But the rest of the crew that we talk about, Bruce was certainly there, and some other guys as well. Met the folks from the machine shop, which is legendary there in Minot. And they feel like family. They really do at Hedalls. And speaking of which, Jason Nagel, counter professional, is in his mid-30s down in Aberdeen, South Dakota. But his dad, Al, has been with Hedalls for nearly 40 years. And that's not uncommon to have, son and father, brothers, lots of folks that... that are a part of the Hedalls family. And he told a great story about his dad and watching him work on cars over the years. And so if you go there, ask Al. If you go to the Aberdeen Hedalls, make sure you ask Al about his 65 Chevelle. Still has it. 69 Plymouth GTX. And actually, Jason was a little embarrassed about his first car because it was a Chevy Celebrity. A little boxy. 15 years old, though. They said, go get a job. We'll give you a car. But you pay for the gas. They paid for the insurance, too, and he did it. You know, not a bad deal. So I said, that's nothing to be embarrassed about at all. And his dad, by the way, is in the machine shop. Heads that up. He is ASA certified, so parts specialist as well. And got a couple of ASC certifications as well. Part of that wonderful team at Hedalls. Hedalls has it. Tell them Scott sent you. Okay, we continue our conversation now on the labeling, on beef labeling, specifically on cool. And we're chatting with Dwight Keller, Vice President of the Independent Beef Association in North Dakota. We have Dorothy in Minot. Been waiting a while to ask a question. So, Dorothy, I'm going to get you in first here, and then we're going to bring Larry in to join us as well. Go ahead, Dorothy. You're up on What's on Your Mind. Tell us.
Scott, I really appreciate your programming. You bring issues forward that you don't see anywhere else, paper, whatever. Really appreciate it.
Well, thank you.
About the WTO, I don't like the organization. I'm surprised with this origin labeling that Congressman Cramer is against it. Personally, I want to know where my food's coming from. My husband and I are on a fixed income, but I will not buy anything that does not come from the United States. That includes produce, anything from Mexico, I avoid it like the plague. And as far as growth hormones, that are in beef and whatnot, I want to know what I'm eating, and I don't like genetically altered meats, vegetables, any of that. In fact, when I do my garden, I order from a company where nothing has happened with the seeds. You know, they are original, and that's how I prefer to eat.
Well, Dorothy, appreciate your comments, and also you're a very informed consumer, so that's fun. I'm not a big fan of the WTO, to tell you the truth, either. But it's sort of one of these deals where you got to play by their rules when you're there, right? So it's and four times now they have ruled that this country of origin labeling violates the international trade agreement. So it's kind of a tough one. But let me ask you, Dwight, to Dorothy's point. Do you think you just keep fighting this? You keep battling?
Well, absolutely. You let the process play out, Scott. They have to prove damage. And if you look at the statistics and if you look at the studies, it's going to be really hard for them to do. There's a process for this to go through. And Congress is jumping the gun and trying to just get rid of it. If you look at the, you know, we're at a huge trade deficit with Canada as far as beef and Mexico. I think it's somewhere in the neighborhood of $2.2 billion or something like that. So I think it's going to be really hard for them to prove. And they're actually, their amount of product they're moving here has increased since the time that mandatory labeling has been effective from May of 2013. So
Dorothy,
I think there's other ways to go on this than to
got it. Dorothy, appreciate your call. Thank you very much. I'm going to bring Larry in here as well. And Larry is the president of the Independent Beef Association. How do you say your last name, Larry?
Kinnev, K-I-N-E-V.
Yeah. Did you want to join us here? I know you were. We originally asked Larry to be on, and then you couldn't be on, and then thankfully Dwight was able to come on. But appreciate the fact that you were able to call in. Something you want to respond to, or you want to stick around with us here for a little while?
I don't want to stick around with you very long. I'm sitting on the side of the road here. We're headed east. I just wanted to answer Warren's comments when he said that. He asked why we were against one government program, and now here we are in favor of another. Well, that's kind of the way these things work. We all have to pick the program that works for us. And if COOL wasn't mandatory, it would never be implemented. And we just got done challenging the same people, Warren in particular, over their involvement with government over the checkoff. So all of these things come into play. But the WTO ruling was about segregation. And when Warren touched on the Certified Angus Beef Program and GRID, all these other programs that are domestic within our country, those cattle have to be segregated in order to get into those programs. They have to be segregated in the kill. And that's the big complaint that Canada is making right now, is segregation. And there's nothing wrong with that. Those plants can do that. They do it every day. It's not impossible. Canada says, oh, they can't do it, and they won't do it for us. And the fact of the matter is, it's not costing billions. Kramer came out and said it's costing our producer billions of dollars every year. Well, the only way it could cost us billions is if there was a total market disruption, and there's not. Quite the opposite. We're experiencing some awfully good times right now.
I'd say you are looking at those prices, but Larry, I appreciate the commentary. Thank you. Drive safely, and appreciate you adding that to the response from the earlier caller. Another question that came in earlier for you, Dwight, here it is.
Scott, ask your guest what he's got against corporations making a profit. That's the American way. And really, I don't care where my beef comes from, as long as it's economical. You know, right now, the sad thing is pork chops are cheaper than hamburger.
All right. You're probably referring to your comments earlier about JBS, maybe on the profit side of things, but go ahead, Dwight, and answer that.
Yeah, correct. Yeah, the corporate world, you know, is very powerful, and I have no problem with them making money, but we would like to distinguish our product from product that, for example, comes from China that might be fed melanin or South America, which is fed who knows what, you know, and the consumer wants to know that. I mean, that's just common sense, you know, and beef is not beef. Our beef is, you know, if you go to a feedlot in Kansas where it feeds 100 or 200,000 head of cattle, they prefer certain beef. They know exactly how my beef go out when and how they're graded. Like Warren, he labels his beef, and he's probably got some pretty good beef, and he wants to distinguish his product on one side. On the other side, he's against labeling it. So you can't have it both ways. And for the average producer in this country, I mean, we've dropped from 1.5 million to like 700,000 now, and as we continue to drop and be less of us, that giving us the opportunity to provide the best product in the world for the consumer will.
I think we all want the best for North Dakota beef. That's the bottom line. Everybody wants the best for North Dakota beef.
Everybody wants North Dakota beef. That's without a doubt.
And we all want the best for North Dakota beef. We want the best, the best way to get that message out. No question about it. Hang tight, Dwight. Another segment coming up with you. Independent Beef Association North Dakota here to address the question of whether country of origin labeling should continue. More after this.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
It's hard to get a meal for $4 these days unless you stop at a PetroServe USA location and get that 4-for-4 deal. Hot stuff, personal pan, pizza, 20-ounce drink, and your choice of 2 cookies, all that for $4 all day, every day at a PetroServe USA location. Helping America feel better, too, because you have choice of the pump when you fuel up at a PetroServe USA location under that red, white, and blue banner. That's right. Everything from E15 to E85 and E10. They've got it all. Your choice. Helping North Dakota fuel better by connecting North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's corn fields. And there's a PetroServe USA location near you. When you stop, grab and go some great specials like Mike and Ike and hot tamales for 99 cents or Jack Link 2-ounce beef sticks, 2-for-5. Load up on Nestle Pure Life Water, 20 packs for only $3.99. Gardetto's $1.29 a bag. Pop-Tarts, 2-for-$1. Or those great Deli Express sandwiches are only $1.99 too. At a PetroServe USA location near you, PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
This is What's on Your Mind, 20 past the hour. I'm Scott Hennon with Todd, the radio god Mitchell. Our telephone numbers are 800-228-0550-701-258-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com with your email questions. Todd loves to get your text, especially about 3 in the morning. He loves his phone dinging about 3 in the morning when you go,
It's on VIP at 3 in the morning, sorry.
Oh, yeah. Carrie made you turn it on.
Even you're not on my VIPs. I don't want you waking me up at 3 in the morning. That's all I get about that.
But. I can't figure out how to figure out, you know, which ones should ding and which ones won't. You'll have to show me that sometime because I'm clueless on how to do that. Anyway, the text number is 701-226-8503. Jim and Wing, next for our guest from the Independent Beef Association of North Dakota, talking country of origin and labeling today. The White Keller's here. Go ahead, Jim. What's on your mind?
Hello. See, I was listening to this country origin thing, and being a farmer, beef farmer, and selling beef out on the market, I think the biggest problem that we have with this country origin thing is EPA, USDA, and FDA. They come up with these goofy restrictions on what we can use and what we can feed, but they're not telling us that any of these other countries have to adhere to them same conditions. So wondering why that hasn't been brought out. I know people are worried about what putting into the beef. So are we. If we don't got good beef, we're not going to make any money. And that fellow that just called in a little bit ago and talked about corporate farming can set their prices. Us farmers, we go and see what they'll give us. So if you want to see the price of food go way up through the roof, let the corporates take over. That's my statement. And I would like him to respond to, you know, when we go out to give a cow a shot or something like that, we have to have the blessing from all the government indices in different outfits. And I would like to see that other countries, if they want to dump beef into the United States, that they have to adhere to the same conditions or the same rules. Thank you.
Thank you, Jim. Appreciate the call. Good to hear from Wing today. Dwight didn't want to say anything to that.
Well, just you hit on some very good points there. Like we still aren't getting product into Australia because of the BSE, which was related to the Canadian deal, and actually Canada was the very first country that closed their border when it was actually a Canadian cow that was imported from Canada here that cost our producers billions of dollars. So by labeling and segregating our product, we can do that. And he's also very correct as far as, you know, we have no clue what goes on in some of these countries and what can happen over there, you know, and we tend to be held to the highest standard at all times. And whether it's treating a cow, going through the proper withdrawal, there's also training programs here for producers so they know where to give the shot and how long the withdrawal is until the product is totally out of the animal. So there's a lot of good points he made.
Appreciate the call, Jim. Thank you. Kirby and Partial are next for our guest from the Independent Beef Association of North Dakota. Go ahead.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I was just thinking, you know, if the farmer wants to label it, they should be able to label it. If they don't want to label it, then leave the label off. But if I don't buy your beef, if I don't see the label on there and I choose to not buy your beef, then don't get mad at me. You know, and I agree with the lady about the non-GMO seeds. I'm the same way. I don't prefer the genetically modified seeds in the garden. That's just my opinion. Thanks.
All right. Dwight, anything to him?
It sounded good.
All right, Kirby, thank you. Here's another call.
Good morning again, Scott. Say, COOL was signed into law under the Bush administration. George Bush signed it into law. Okay, it was never implemented because they never funded it. You know, how does that work? You know, they tried to shove down our throat national animal ID system. And then they pass a law, and we can't even get that to work. Thanks.
All right. Dwight? A little bit of history there on COOL.
All right, COOL. Yeah, COOL was signed into law, and they never funded it until 2013. In 2013, they funded it. It's been in effect, I think, May of 2013, so we're at, like, about the two-year anniversary. And since then, our share of the consumer's dollar has jumped to 55%, and at one point we were down to 10% of the consumer dollar that the beef producer was actually getting. And then at the same time frame, we've increased consumer demand, according to K-State, a steady 12 points since COO has been implemented. So there's a huge deal there. Animal ID was, you know, a huge thing at one point in time. It's kind of sort of backed off now quite a bit. There's not as much there. They wanted to privatize it. NCBA wanted to get its, you know, make money off the program. It became sort of like somebody wanted to derail the program and make it as far as a money program. Now they've turned it back to the states, and we kind of, our organization pushes that the states do what they need to do as far as animal ID, as far as animal health, the requirements as far as cattle coming and going into the state of North Dakota and other states too, based on the disease that's out there, and making sure everything's traceable so that if there is an outbreak, they can get their hands around it as quick as possible.
Bottom line, and this comes from a listener, say, hey, please let listeners know that all beef, domestic and foreign, sold in the U.S. is safe and must meet strict FSIS guidelines. And, well, I mean, if I go into the grocery store, wherever I'm at, that's been inspected by the USDA, right, Dwight?
It's been inspected. It doesn't tell you what it's been fed. It's been inspected, you know, as far as it gets a stamp on it. It's supposed to be, you know, inspected, and that was a lot of, you know, there was an issue on the grade stamp. At one point, we wanted the grade stamp only for U.S. beef as far as a way to sort of label our beef, you know, and then, you know, the other beef be, you know, and of course, that's probably not fair to them, as, you know, it would lump everybody under one category. It'd be inspected, but it would have a different stamp on it. So it's inspected, you know, the carcass, and a lot of it comes in a box. Scott, you know, it'll be boxed beef that'll come in from overseas or Canada or Mexico or wherever, and so that product has to be, you know, it's not gone through the rigorous inspection that ours is. Ours is inspected, Scott, from the time the animal is looked at before it is gone through the plant and all the process along there. The lymph nodes are looked at. And everything is analyzed from point A to the end point, where the only thing that you have on foreign beef is the box beef that comes in. You know, you get to look at the end product, so you have no idea what the, for example, did that animal's lymph nodes rise concern for tuberculosis, and should that animal be, you know, here it gets railed off. If there's anything, that carcass gets railed off into a separate area, and tests are done to make sure it's good, you know.
All right, good information. We're going to have to leave it there, but I appreciate Dwight the time you took. Larry calling in as well from the Independent Beef Association of North Dakota, and all the calls for and against. A debate will continue to follow right here on What's on Your Mind. Maybe we'll have a national debate about this sometime soon. Thanks, Dwight. Appreciate it.
Program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
I'm Senior James Shea, President of the University of Mary in Bismarck. By offering 3 full semesters per year, the University of Mary gives you the option to get your bachelor's degree in 2.6 years. We call it year-round campus. And because you graduate sooner, you spend less, save more, and get a head start on your career. Less time, less cost, less debt. Come see how the University of Mary is proving that less can be more with our new year-round campus. Schedule a visit at yearroundcampus.com, yearroundcampus.com.
Scott Hillen here to tell you about my pals at S&S Motors in Watford City. I bought a great truck, got a great deal. You can too. They have clearance pricing every day at S&S Motors Watford City. Internet specials every day at snsmotorsinc.com. Call Brent or Tim. They'll take care of you. Pre-owned 4x4, great deals. New Fords and Chevys too, and they'll bring it to you. Full service shop with 4 techs that can handle any and all of your repairs and vehicle maintenance. Just call Sonia, 701-444-2341. Online at snsmotorsinc.com. S&S Motors Watford City.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People people 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I'm guessing with all this moisture that there'll be some serious spraying going on before too long. In fact, there was a sprayer accident actually over by Castleton this weekend. Got caught up in some wires, as a matter of fact, so... Thankfully, the pilot walked away. But anyway, it is no doubt going to be an active year of spraying. That's why we want you to know about our friends at High Plains Apache. Check them out online at highplainsapache.com. There's some great interest rates right now on sprayers. They have new sprayers. They have used sprayers. They are your Apache dealer. But anything to do with application, you want to go to the ET Ag Center at High Plains Apache because they have it. They have it. Eastside Court in Mandan, across from the Bonanza. Why do I always connect things to food? I don't know. Buffet? Bonanza? What? Somebody said there. Back to ET Ag Center. Sorry. Or in Fargo, near Frontier. And there's no restaurants that I know of. Well, there's actually not far away. Frank's Lounge. Very, very good lavash. I'm sorry. Anyway, ET Ag Center. High Plains Apache. Back to that. So 50,000 or some sprayer parts, I think is the number they have, really on-site. Spray tips, pumps, hoses, fittings, valves, the works. So great deals right there. Online, highplainsapache.com, highplainsapache.com, or stop and see them, Mandan or Frontier, which is just south of Fargo. We have been expecting an update from the Grand Forks Police Department on the shooting that left two dead, one injured. That person now in satisfactory condition. The third person involved in the incident. Early morning hours, Grand Forks, 32nd Avenue South Walmart location today. We have not yet received word of that. They said it would be within the next couple of hours. But if it happens before the end of the program, we'll take it for you here on the program to find out more. We only know that a Grand Forks Air Force Base investigation is also part of this because an airman was involved. We don't know in what way. As a victim, as the shooter, we don't know. So anyway, we expect more of that information. But two are dead. And one eyewitness described a Walmart employee looking in quote-unquote very tough shape, full of blood. And so, again, according to an eyewitness report, possibly one of the dead, a Walmart employee, that's not confirmed. Just taking that from the eyewitness that the individual was shot full of blood and looked in tough shape. So anyway, that's what we have, and if we have an update on that, we'll let you know before the end of the hour. Tuesdays is our day to connect with our friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau, and there are a whole host of issues that are happening on the federal level, on the state level. Pete Hannibal, Director of Public Policy for the North Dakota Farm Bureau, comes here and schools us up on what's happening, and we appreciate that. How are you, Pete? Welcome back.
It's a pleasure to be here. I'm fabulous. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So we just spent the last hour talking about one hot debate. I'll ask you to give us a few others here that are on your radar at the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
Well, we'll switch directions a little bit. I want to talk a little bit about an issue that we have discussed before, but it is a changing issue, and that is the idea that the NRCS offices, a branch of the federal government in the USDA, those offices have had employees of Ducks Unlimited and Pheasants Forever working those offices, and we were here once before to talk about it. And the issue is changing a little bit in that we've taken some action with some other groups, and so I'm just here to give a little update on that.
Yeah, it's a fascinating story that continues to emerge, and I know there was Senator Hoeven, I think, put out a release of some kind not long ago saying, hey, you know, we've got a compromise here. I didn't see many people jumping up and down saying, yippee, that's a great compromise. And I know there's work still going on. What's the latest? Where are we at? Give us an update.
Well, the work continues, and we have to pat Congressman Kramer on the back for taking the lead at this stage. And Congressman Kramer has been pressuring folks at the USDA and NRCS to go a different direction and to find a solution that is palatable to everyone. And we think that he has done that, and we'll see where it goes. The idea is that we don't have a problem with conservation measures within the Farm Bill per se, and we don't have a problem with NGOs, the non-governmental organizations, sponsoring those things. The problem is when they say that there are firewalls between the two and that there's a separation of duties and things like that, and you can clearly see that those things aren't happening, then it becomes a problem in that these outside groups can literally buy an office or a desk in the offices of the NRCS here, and we've been rebelling against that, of course, and we think that we might have a solution to that with the help and leadership of Congressman Kramer. The idea is that it would be okay if these outside groups, whether it's DU, whether it's American Farm Bureau, any national group could give money to sponsor folks who would help in those offices in a lot of ways, but not that there would be a direct connection. And so we're proposing, and it has been proposed, that groups that donate financially to help support NRCS and their mission would have a hands-off, no-strings-attached approach to it. You could donate the money, and then we would work that money that would be donated through the local soil conservation district, since they are locally controlled and have a local board and have some local oversight. That money could be implemented through those offices, and there would not be the direct connection as there has been for Pheasants Forever or DU folks being employees of those organizations and working within the federal government agency, so that the opportunity for basic corruption could not take place. And so I'll talk to you a little bit about that, and hopefully we'll have a little discussion about it.
All right, so help me understand this. By the way, if you have questions or comments on this, this is a story we spent some time on the program have prompted a lot of folks. And in fact, one former NRCS employee came forward as a result of the show and said, hey, I've retired now, but I can tell you, I can give you a laundry list of examples of where there is cross-pollination between Ducks Unlimited employees and NRCS. You know, so everything you're worrying about confirmed, actually, by an individual. So we know it's a problem that needs fixing, right? And applaud to Dan Waxman, the grain growers and other commodity groups that have been vocal on this, and certainly the Farm Bureau's leadership on this as well. It clearly needs to be fixed. So if I understand what you're suggesting here is Congressman Kramer's idea here all right, if I'm Ducks Unlimited, rather than put my employee at NRCS, I'm going to take the dollars and say, here you go, NRCS. This supports the mission's important to us, but we don't have this idea of somebody actually being in the office and being on somebody else's payroll. Is that what you're saying the fix is?
That would be the way it would play out. Last week, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, the corn growers, the durum growers, and the North Dakota Land, the Landowners Association, signed a joint letter to Chief Weller asking him to implement a plan that would allow those things to happen, as you've described, in that outside groups, whether they're what's perceived as a conservation group or perceived as a farm organization, could give money to pay for the staff members, but the money would have no strings attached, and those people would not be employees of those organizations. They would truly be employees hired by the local conservation districts and let them help with the implementation of Farm Bill conservation measures, and allow that process to work through the local
local soil conservation offices, districts.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, Pete. How could NRCS be against that?
I don't know that they could, and I guess I'll leave it to them to decide whether they're going to be in favor of it or not. But last week we sent a joint letter, the groups that I mentioned, corn growers, durum growers, and land, sent a joint letter to Chief Weller. My understanding is that Mr. Wogson also has a letter, so we'll pat them on the back. And they also have a letter that they're joined by other groups, so that we're getting a multiple organizational approach to sending letters to Chief Weller, asking him to look into this as an alternative. And with Congressman Kramer's leadership, we think that we'll move in that direction.
You mentioned Congressman Kramer. When you say his leadership, what do you do in a case like this? I mean, you need, I suppose, a member of Congress to get the attention of the federal office, right? And then is he brokering a deal? Is he trying to get everybody to the table, or how's he helping?
He is getting everybody to the table. Quite a little while ago, several weeks ago, he brought groups together on both sides of it, and we all had a meeting and discussed the options. And at that meeting, he said we have to figure out some kind of solution to this. And you know, it is a problem if you are trying to be the advocate for the program and also the referee for the role that NRCS has in enforcement. And so it's hard for us to stomach the idea that DU or pheasants would be involved in the enforcement of federal programs through conservation programs through NRCS. And that's our concern. And so he is trying to, I don't want to put words in the congressman's mouth, but he's trying to facilitate a solution that makes the ag community comfortable and also allows folks that want to be involved legitimately in these programs to be involved without them having the heavy hand of enforcement. And so Congressman Kramer is working that through Chief Weller, who's the head of the NRCS in D.C.
And no response yet from him?
From Chief Weller, no. Not that I know of, but those discussions could be going on behind closed doors that I wouldn't be privy to, and that's okay.
Bob and Grafton, question for our guest Pete Hannibal from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Question, Bob?
Oh, well, I didn't really have a question. I just had kind of a comment. You know, I favor this national labeling. I also like to know what I'm eating and where it's coming from. And I don't see why people don't see what's really going on here with the WTO. You know, they're against national sovereignty, period, of any nation, but regardless of what it is. And it goes against their, you know, one global community, the global government, or the New World Order. That's what's at the heart of all this, the Kyoto Accord. And this, every time they come up with a policy that's against any one nation's sovereignty, what does it favor? Does it favor a global mindedness, or does it favor any one nation's sovereignty? That's at the root of why they don't want why they're against this country of origin. I mean, it's common.
Well, that may be true. And look, I'm no fan of I'm going to be more in your camp than anybody else's when it comes to, you know, what others want against us. But I would just say this: in this case, a set of rules are established, and four times we've lost an appeal on the set of rules. So, you know, and against, you know, good partners, Canada and Mexico. So I don't know if we can cook up a conspiracy theory there. I just think, you know, we're living within those rules. Your argument might be one more for saying, screw the WTO, screw trade. We don't want to be part of it. Well, that's fine. But in this case, we're in the WTO and having to live by that would be my take. Pete, anything you want to add to that?
Historically, you know, our country has always been a trading partner with a lot of folks, and it goes all the way back to the Ben Franklin mentality that no country was ever hurt by free trade. Sometimes we know that Europeans and other folks have used non-tariff trade barriers to give themselves, I guess I'll say, an edge in the market, and it's a shame that it plays out that way, and I, you know, That's about the gist of it. We're free traders in Farm Bureau, and we hope that the market will rule these things.
I hope that something is figured out on labeling, but I'd rather see it happen through the free enterprise system and get some entrepreneurial idea out there to make it happen and fly that flag, even for North Dakota beef, you know, Midwest beef, rather than a government mandate. But anyway, to be continued on that front. More of Pete coming up.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
It's hard to get a meal for $4 these days unless you stop at a PetroServe USA location and get that 4-for-4 deal. Hot stuff, personal pan, pizza, 20-ounce drink, and your choice of 2 cookies, all that for $4 all day, every day at a PetroServe USA location. Helping America feel better, too, because you have choice at the pump when you fuel up at a PetroServe USA location under that red, white, and blue banner. That's right. Everything from E15 to E85 and E10, and they've got it all. Your choice. Helping North Dakota fuel better by connecting North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's corn fields. And there's a PetroServe USA location near you. When you stop, grab and go some great specials like Mike and Ike and Hot Tamales for 99 cents or Jack Link 2-ounce beef sticks, 2-for-5. Load up on Nestle Pure Life Water, 20 packs for only $3.99. Gardetto's $1.29 a bag. Pop Tarts, 2-for-$1. Or those great Deli Express sandwiches are only $1.99 too. At a PetroServe USA location near you, PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP. Electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
Hey, Castleton, what's on your mind? We're going to be there in your fine city tomorrow, broadcasting from Carrie's Kitchen for the program. We're there because Wednesday's our talk radio town hall day, and Congressman Kevin Cramer will be in Castleton. So he'll take your questions live and in person. Good time to come on down and visit with him. The Coffee with Cramer event will happen 9:30 to 10:30 at Carrie's Kitchen on Front Street, 7:30 Front Street in Castleton. Tomorrow, and we'll have the program there as well. So I'll be there before and after. Look forward to seeing you there. And please, come on out. Say hello. By the way, the 24/7 What's on Your Mind line, 855-200-1776, is like a talk radio town hall at your disposal, 24/7.
because you can call in with questions for Congressman Kramer for tomorrow, for instance, with questions for Pete from the North Dakota Farm Bureau, for suggestions for topics, guests, anytime, 24-7, 855-200-1776. Go to my Facebook page, facebook.com, /Scott Hennen. Find all those pictures from the wonderful Memorial Day. I dare say the best Memorial Day celebration I've ever been a part of, ever. Yesterday. Check that out. I also updated my profile picture. Did you see that, Todd? That's my Uncle Hank. That's my way of making up for all that. That's how I'm dealing with my remorse of not knowing my favorite uncle served in the manner he did in World War II. So he's now my profile picture. You can check out Uncle Hank right there.
Very nice.
Yeah. What's on the minds of farmers and ranchers? We do that every Tuesday, courtesy of the North Dakota Farm Bureau. More with Pete in a moment to talk about this issue and some issues in the news. But also Laura, a farmer from Grafton, tells us why she supports GMOs. Laura.
I'm a ninth-generation farmer, and I live on a farm with my husband and our three active young sons. As a farmer, I am passionate about food quality, safety, and nutrition for both my family and for the thousands of other families who consume ingredients produced on our farm. People and cattle have safely eaten trillions of meals with genetically engineered ingredients for 18 years. If genetically engineered foods were unsafe in any way, they would never be sold at all. Technology companies wouldn't make it, FDA wouldn't allow it, and my husband and I wouldn't grow it. I am proud of agricultural biotechnology and what it can do to meet the needs of our growing world.
Appreciate that very much, Laura. Find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers at ndfb.org, ndfb.org, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, bringing ag home. More with Pete Hannabit, Director of Public Policy for the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Now, Bob and Grand Forks been waiting to weigh in with a question for Pete. Go ahead, Bob.
Hi, good morning. I came late to the show here, so I don't know if you've talked about it, but this Waters of the U.S., this is absolutely ridiculous. I saw there was an article today in the paper that the president just pushing ahead on it. And I was just wondering, what's the Farm Bureau doing to stop this madness? And where is it at right now?
Excellent question. We've been involved in that from the very get-go. We've opposed the Waters of the U.S. Proposal. And we've been working at that rather continuously. I've been on the air here a number of times and some other places. And the American Farm Bureau and the North Dakota Farm Bureau, all the state farm bureaus, are involved in pushing back the Waters of the U.S. Proposal. It's troubling that the EPA and other folks within the federal government, in spite of the fact that the courts have ruled against this idea, multiple times, it's been shot down multiple times, and congressmen and senators and congressmen have been pushing back on this rather continuously, except the what I'll call the freaks from each coast. Yeah,
can I borrow that term sometime?
You can use that anytime because I hate to say it, but it seems to be a truism that we all need to embrace. But most of our common sense Midwestern legislators understand what this Waters of the U.S. proposal would mean, not just for the ag community, but for everyone. If this would go through and they would get what they would like to do, it would allow the EPA literally into everyone's backyard, into every school, into every municipality, anywhere that water would run or rain would fall would become something that the federal government would have jurisdiction over, and obviously that is a problem. If you dig a hole and water seeps up through the ground into that hole, then you would have a pond in the EPA's interpretation of Waters of the U.S., and therefore they would regulate your post hole. And so these things are serious, serious problems. The Farm Bureau has been fighting it at the national level and at the state level, doing all we can, and we're going to try to keep that from being enacted. Obviously, the president has an agenda, and his minions within the federal government are pushing for that agenda in so many ways that it's hard to list them all. Just the fact that they are trying to put a positive spin on the idea and pushing it forward in many, multiple federal agencies, not just the EPA, but other agencies are also pushing the idea of the proposal, and that's wrong. And we're fighting against it, and we hope to kill the whole idea. And, you know, just the fact that we have court rulings on our side would tell you that this is not the right direction to go. And yet, The federal government and the administration keeps pushing for this because it allows them a political agenda to get into the backyard of everyone and just about touch everyone's lives with water, because anywhere that moisture falls, the moisture puddles or runs, is going to be the prerogative of the federal government if the Waters of the U.S. program goes forward. So we're hoping to kill it.
Pete, as always, very informative. Thank you for updates on both issues that we brought up before on our Tuesday roundtable with the North Dakota Farm Bureau. We'll continue to follow them. Thanks a ton. Talk to you again soon.
Thank you.
Next Tuesday, we'll do it all over again. All right. No update yet from Grand Forks on more pieces of that puzzle, on that tragedy. Two dead. One hospitalized in satisfactory condition after an early morning shooting involving a Grand Forks Air Force Base member, Walmart in Grand Forks. God bless you, folks. See you tomorrow in Castleton.
Our Best Places to Work tour is taking us to Braun Intertech, and I want to tell you more about the great career opportunities that are awaiting you right now. If you're a geotechnical engineer with experience, listen up. If you're a construction materials testing technician in North Dakota, listen up. To find out about some great opportunities, go to BraunIntertech.com right now. Braun Intertech, the science you build on. These folks have been serving North Dakota with an array of geotechnical engineering, environmental consulting, and construction materials testing services for over 30 years. They're a company of over 800 employee owners, and they're growing fast in North Dakota. A scientific company in the work they do, and they are hiring right now at Braun Intertech. So again, geotechnical engineers, construction materials testing technicians, if you have experience, they need you. They need you now. That's in Bismarck, Williston, all points in between, Fargo. Take your pick of where you'd like to live, and there's locations all throughout North Dakota. BraunIntertech.com. Click on careers to find out more about these great opportunities. BraunIntertech.com, one of our best places to work.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Longevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels, in their memory, in their mood, and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.